I always like that first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, that scene of them standing there going, Jesus, where are you going? You know, it makes you smile a little bit because we know where he's going. We know the rest of the story. We know he's ascending to heaven. And the angels then remind them that they have work to do. They have work to do. Think for a minute. At the Kentucky Derby, a bugle announces it's time for the race to start. It's time for the horses to run. If you went to the Indianapolis 500, you hear them say, ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. It's time to go race. And if you go to a track meet, the starter announces, on your mark, get set, go. And a shotgun tells them to run. And so the race starts. So today is Ascension Day. Today we watch Jesus go up to heaven. And in that first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, Jesus tells his friends, he tells his apostles, I must go. I must go, and then the Holy Spirit will come to bring you power and strength. The Holy Spirit will come to bring you power and strength. And then in the gospel, you know, we're hearing the last words of Jesus at the very end of the Gospel of Matthew. He says, go and make disciples. Go baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And that's why I always sprinkle all of you all through Easter time, so that we always remember we are baptized into a relationship with Jesus Christ, with God and the Holy Spirit. And we sign ourselves because we want to remember. It's a way of thinking, a way of living, a way of loving. So then he says, go baptize, go teach, go witness, go model, go proclaim my good news, my words of love. We are being sent on mission. Let us remember, when we come to Mass each week, we come to listen. We come to learn. We come to receive Jesus in the Eucharist. We come to be reminded. We come to be renewed. We come to be energized in Jesus. When we receive him, what do we say? Oh, when I say the body of Christ, what do we say, everybody? Amen. Why do we say amen? Because we believe. We believe that we are truly receiving the body and blood of Jesus in the Eucharist. And then at the end of Mass, I or the deacon will say, go in peace to glorify God with your life. And we all say, thanks be to God. We are thankful. We are grateful because we get to go and witness Jesus. So today we watch. We watch Jesus ascend. And then we remember. We are grateful and thankful. We cherish our relationship with Jesus Christ. Today we watch Jesus leave. Then we wait, we anticipate the coming of the Holy Spirit. We remember why the Holy Spirit comes. It comes to energize us. It comes to empower us. It comes to infuse us with spiritual grace. Then we go in thanksgiving. We go make peace. We go touch hearts. We go change lives. We go make a difference. We go teach Jesus greatest commandment of love. So today, let us remember, today we start. We start by coming to Jesus, to hear Jesus, to learn from Jesus, to receive Jesus. Then we go running in faith, running to love and serve the Lord, running to glorify God with our lives, running to go bring peace to our world. Amen.